The Noosa Council says it's been informed that contractor Cleanaway Noosa has a contingency plan in place as some of its workers walk off the job today. The Transport Workers Union members are calling for a 7% pay increase, claiming their wages have gone backwards by more than 3% over the past 3 years. Their industrial action today could result in close to 6,000 rubbish bins across Tewantin and other parts of the Shire not being collected, along with disruptions at the waste centre at Doonan. Residents are being told to keep their bins out tomorrow if they aren't collected today. The federal government is set to pump $17 million into making some of the region's beaches more accessible. Under the initiative, the Commonwealth will fund things like beach wheelchairs and disability matting. Chair of Accessible Beaches Australia, Shane Highhorick, says it's a big step forward.
Australia has over 10,000 beaches, but only 140 of them are accessible. Would like to see every patrolled beach in Australia becoming accessible, and there are 360 patrolled beaches currently.
Well, after months of consideration and a review of public submissions, the Department of Environment, Tourism, Science and Innovation has granted Environment Authority approval to Hildeberg Materials Australia to increase its annual rock and material extraction at its Glasshouse Mountains quarry site to 1.2 million tonnes and to deepen the quarry pit by 66 metres. The Department of Environment found the proposal met all regulatory requirements. However, it has imposed new conditions to minimise noise and blast vibrations and for stricter air and water quality monitoring. The quarry operators must now obtain final development approval from Sunshine Coast Council.